You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, this is just going to be a straight up rant. Nothing more, nothing less. And I'm going to say some things, and if you get into your feelings, you know, you can click that X button, you can unsubscribe, it is what it is. But right out the gate, all women set a sliding price. That's right. That's right. Now, that is going to be the bedrock of this video, of this rant. All women have an adjustable price. Period. Point blank. Now, yes, my mother had an adjustable price. The meat sack had an adjustable price. My daughter has an adjustable price. Why? Because if my dad did not meet my mother's price, whatever she set, I wouldn't be here. That's right, gentlemen. If your fathers did not meet your mother's price, whatever it was that she set, you wouldn't be here. Yeah. And to further cement that argument, every single woman has leveraged her body for a man's resources. So, by that logic, does that not make every single woman a sex worker? Since that is the topic of conversation. Oh, the passport brothers are only going overseas and getting sex workers. What woman on this planet has not or ever leveraged the promise, or excuse me, the illusion of the promise of sex to get a man's resources? So that further solidifies my argument that every woman has at one point been a sex worker. Period, point blank, that's that. So, the idea that the passport brothers can't get women over here in America. Wow. That's become one of the biggest and most favorite shaming tactics levied against the passport brothers. However, gentlemen, of course, I'm going to offer you a rebuttal to said shaming tactic. One simple word: quality. That's right, gentlemen. If you say, you know what, I feel like taking a vacation and going somewhere, and someone says to you, oh man, you one of them passport brothers. What, you can't get women over here? Here's what you simply say. Yeah, there are plenty of women over here. However, there are plenty of 304s, there are plenty of ratchets, and there are plenty of scallywags. Where are the women of quality? Since you want to go down this path, let's go down this path. Even though personally, I'm not traveling for that, but since you want to lump me into that category, where are the women of quality? Where are the quality, you know, white women? Where are the quality black women? All I see out here is a bunch of skanks and scallywags. So where are these good quality women that you say that I can't get? And if that guy is single, why don't you have a quality woman? Oh, that's right. You're just trying to curry favor with black women. You just want your pat on the head. Nothing more, nothing less. I find it utterly despicable. Once again, the weakness of a black man has been put on display with the young man deciding he wants to distance himself from the movement. Now, a lesson that I learned in Japan, because yes, during my time there, I saw a few servicemen end up in Japanese jail. You know what we said to ourselves? That guy screwed up. Let him pay the price. But let him serve as an example of what not to do. So they're talking about the passport pookies who are going to other countries and, you know, being upstarts. Hey, let the local authorities handle that and say, the shit that he did, I'm not gonna do. That's right, gentlemen. Sometimes examples have to be made. Let the passport pookie serve as that example. When he gets locked up abroad for doing dumb shit, you just say, oh, well, he screwed up. He's got to pay the price. But back to this conversation that, you know, the passport brothers can't get women over here. Oh, I find it utterly and totally hilarious. Yes, women in America outnumber men. However, even if you find a quality woman over here in America, guess what? Unfortunately, she's still in America. That's the trick bag. Even if you find a quality woman, everybody around her is going to do everything they can to transform her from your pick me to their picked over. That's right. A good, wholesome woman will be constantly under attack by this vile, evil society to turn her into another miserable woman. Yeah. Yep. But once again, we have so many TikToks, so many videos of women when they're asked, what does a man need to bring to the table? 95% of those women said what? Money. Now, how was that different from the sex worker overseas? Now, I left this comment on Brother Ram's live stream. American women set the highest prices for the lowest product. That's right. They literally demand that men pay Bugatti and Lambo prices for a Ford Pinto or an AMC Gremlin. Yeah, that's right, gentlemen. Now, I talked about the adjustable price scale for women. Yeah, the men that they really like, their price is low. His attention and his time are good enough to be leveraged for her box. The backup guy, the guy that they know that they don't want, oh, he's the guy that's got to jump through all the hoops. He's the guy that's got to bring the money to the table. However, the passport brothers represent those backup guys, those friend-zoned guys who say, you know what? I woke up. I see my situation. Guess what? I'm going elsewhere. Now, you guys remember the video that I did called The Character Assassination of the Passport Brothers. I stand 10 toes down in my assessment. Black men, you do not need to move in silence. You have the right to say, hey, I'm going to take a trip next month or 6 months from now. I'm going to go to the Philippines. I'm going to go to Japan. I'm going to go to Australia. I'm going to go to Amsterdam. I'm going wherever the fuck I want to go. And if anybody were to question you and say, well, are you one of those passport brothers? Your answer should be this. Yeah. What the fuck you going to do about it? Oh, you just going over there to trick your money off and all that stuff. What is this psychotic, insatiable desire to control another man's penis and his money? What is that psychotic thought process? I find it absolutely hilarious that America loves to proclaim it's so free, it's so independent. However, when it comes to men, black men in particular, oh, no. We got to keep you under a microscope. For what? Oh, that's right. Because black men are supposed to be the permanent underclass in America. Oheen said this, and I got to repeat it. There are far too many entities that make too much money off of black male misery. Male misery as a whole, but black male misery primarily. Once again, we have to be upfront and honest about these things. Yeah, you can't be free to move about. You're supposed to stay in this little bitty box where everybody can observe your movements. Yeah, fuck that nonsense. Now, going back to the videos of the women, particularly black women, saying that a man needs to bring money. And you also have another series of videos where women were asked, what would they prefer? A drug dealer, a scammer, or a 9-to-5? And once again, the black women said they wanted either the drug dealer or the scammer. Why? Because he brought in fast money. Fast money. For what? For them to continuously consume. Overly materialistic is the modern black woman in general. Now, let's take a trip back in time, shall we? The 2010s, there were several surveys, several articles that pointed out the net worth of black women in general. $5. You think that's by happenstance? Once again, black women in general are the number one consumers, which is why there's so much pandering to them, which ultimately, in the long run, is another reason why the black community has never progressed. Insatiable materialism and a high school mentality. That right there is prevalent in the black community. Most people outside the black community look at black women as a child with a credit card. They're not going to control their spending. They're not going to save. And guess what? That's why the net worth back then of black women was $5. Now, I have something that's very interesting that was published on the 3rd of March, 2022. Now, this is coming from NCRC, National Community Reinvestment Coalition. And basically, it's a racial wealth snapshot. And it goes by, of course, race, gender, marital status. Now, there was a particular paragraph. And of course, I want to put this in the description box. But men, women, marital status, and wealth. I want you guys to focus in on that paragraph. Now, here is where things are going to get very interesting. We're going to be talking about median wealth. Now, this was published last year. A single black man's median wealth was $10,100. Not a lot. However, this is where it gets really interesting. Compared to a single black woman's median wealth of, get this, gentlemen, get this, $1,700. Oh, talk about the smoking gun as to why, whenever the topic of dating and relationships come up, black women's first go-to is money. Whenever they say that, you know, black men are broke or the passport brothers are broke, that right there is massive projection, massive gaslighting. Black women in general are broke as fuck. However, that's not the only silver bullet that this article actually provides. Single white women have slightly a higher median wealth level than single white men. Oh, so we can go ahead and once again kill the wage gap argument. Single white women's median wealth is estimated at $81,200 compared to single white men at $78,200. Wealth gap, wage gap debunked once again. So yeah, we all know this. Black women by far are over consumers. They're broke. This is another reason why they're trying everything in their power to try to kick dirt on the name of the passport brothers. They know this. Instead of actually trying to humble themselves and get these average men to pair up with them, oh no, they're broke, they're dusty, blah, 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 blah. They can't get women, yada, 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 yada. Once again, gentlemen, when they say you can't get an American woman, actually say you're right. Because the quality of women out here, I don't want that. I don't want a 304. I don't want a ratchet. I don't want a skank. I don't want a scallywag. That's right. If I want a good, wholesome woman, I'm willing to go overseas to find said woman. But I'm not going to bring her back here. Oh, no, 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 no. I want to go overseas, do my recon, make my contacts, and go from there. However, yes, gentlemen, it is a slow, long process. However, if you know within your heart of hearts you want to leave, do your research. Now, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. And when it comes to the topic of the professional, I, RPM, have said on numerous occasions, hell, my video that I talked about, you know, when me and the meat sack were having our conversation, I let her know. I have more respect for a legitimate professional. Why? Because she is not lying about who she is or what she wants. That's right. Nothing more, nothing less. She knows it is a business transaction. That's that. Now, I don't expect everybody to, you know, agree with that. You will have your disagreements. I'm just saying it for me. But all in all, women around the world, you all set a price. You know you do. So you've all been sex workers at one point. Women here in America, you set the highest price for the lowest return on investment. And you say men have to bring money to get your attention? Now, I'm going to close this out with a phrase from the Kingpin from the Punisher series on Netflix. He was in a museum and he told a woman that can be bought is not worth having. Let me say that one more again. A woman that can be bought is not worth having. Do you know why? Her hypergamy is always in play. Hey, monkey branching anyone? But with that being said, American women, you better understand this and understand it clearly. The power you think you have of your hoo-ha, that's going out. Feminism and the idea that men were going to stay regardless of how bad we were treated, that's going out right along with it. Because more and more men, irregardless of what you and your simping forces have to say, guess what? They're upwardly mobile. They're not criminals. They're not passport pookies. And guess what? They're still going to travel. And I'm going to close out with this. Gentlemen, if you end up with a lady in a foreign country, a gentleman should never kiss and tell. What happens behind closed doors, that should be between you and said woman. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.